Vítajú vás všich, šanovní radiosluchači, na radiopredaču Náš hlas, jaká predajací iz čudového venku Vereckého ostrovu. Ďakujú, že rýšele prebudete zi mnou nastupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian, and I am so delighted to have you with me here on Náš hlas. So whether you're tuning in on shortwave, AM, FM, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome, vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasyl Pavlovsky will be by with his cultural capsule, and he'll have a feature interview with Ludwig of the United Kingdom. We'll have our usual proverb of the week and plenty of great Ukrainian music. We started out our program with a young polka band from Winnipeg by the name of Molodzi, and that happens to mean young ones. And they consist of Brett Koroluk, Katrusiak Shabluk, Michas Shabluk, and Ivasik Shabluk, and Brittany Lasko. Now, the first and the last actually are the offspring of a couple of polka bands who are operated by their parents. So it's nice to see the young generation taking over that great tradition. That was Michas Chabluk that you heard on the violin, and that first number was the Pizzicata Polka. Coming up next, we're going to slow it down a little bit with another group from Winnipeg. They are called Shum. They've been around a bit longer, and this is a song that features a guest of a soloist, Michelle Kowalczyk. Here they are now, Shum with Tisha Navkruhia.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Ніч цвітом вишні.
From the eastern seaboard of the United States, Turnbull, Connecticut, to be exact, that was Olya Fritz from her CDs Hadai, which means remember, and a song called Lubish Chi Ne Lubish, Do You Love Me or Not? And before her, you heard Ann Pleskatch and Bill Sherpachuk from a CD, the recording that is actually a remaster of an LP track made back in the 1970s by this brother-sister duo. They are from Manitoba, and that song was called Oy Helya Helya, a traditional Ukrainian folk song that they translate as By the Pond. Up next is a group from Toronto, Ontario, Pete Oblachkom, and that is also the title of their CD, and it means Under the Window. Here they are now with a gypsy song called Tsihanka.
Thank you. циганочко моя, морганочко моя, циганочко чорняве, чи любиш ти мене? Циганочко моя, морганочко моя, циганочко чорняве, чи любиш ти мене?
Listening to Nasholas Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Chamber Choir performed that version of Alleluia, and it was composed by Yaroslav Yatsenevich, and it is one of 21 different renditions of Alleluia by 21 different composers around the world. And the CD is called Alleluia, as is every single track of the 21 tracks. And it was put out by .com Recordings just in 2010, so it's a recent CD, an outstanding and very inspiring and uplifting CD. If you'd like a copy for yourself, it's available on CD Baby, and it is called Alleluia. Again, that was the Kyiv Chamber Choir.
Дівчино моя, переяславко, дівчино моя, переяславко, дай мені вечеряти, моя ласківко, дай мені вечеряти, моя ласківко.
Люблю я тебе, люблю
катюриста!
And a group from New York called Homing Stepio from their self-titled CD. And this is the Echo of the Steps Bandura Ensemble singing a song called Pereyaslavka. And that means the girl from Pereyaslav. A bandurist asks a girl to give him dinner, to dance with him, and to kiss him, but she persistently refuses. Probably a smart gal. Again, that was Homing Stepio with Pereyaslavka. Up next, Stepan Pasichnik, also known as Ludwig, who you will hear from personally on Basil Pavlovsky's Cultural Capsule right after this tune, but right now here he is now singing his English language translation of an Ivasyuk classic that has probably become one of the most beloved and endearing and enduring contemporary Ukrainian songs of all time, Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue.
Just admit it to me. You're controlling my feelings, though my heart was in pain. With your spell it is healing. In the forest you knew of the midsummer flower, that when kissed by the sun has a magical power. Please don't go searching for the red bloom this evening. For the love that I have for you is true and free. Just as the rivers of the mountains are givers of clean water, you've given life to me. As you visit my dreams in the green glades of summer, you are coming to me as you would to a lover. And you don't need to give me a flower or a potion. I shall always be here. You have all my devotion. Please don't go searching for the red bloom this evening. For the love that I have for you is true. Just as the rivers of the mountains are givers of clean water, you've given life to me. Please don't go searching for the red bloom this evening. For the love that I have for you is true and free. Just as the rivers of the mountains are givers of clean water, you've given life to me. Just as the rivers of the mountains are givers of clean water, you've given life to me.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule Extended, especially for Nashualas. Today we have a special guest. The fellow's name is Stepan Pasichnik, who hails from the UK. I first heard of Stepan back in the late 1980s when he was part of a group called the Ukrainians. One of the things that caught me about this group was that they did some covers of a popular band of the day called the Smiths.
Чую коломику, зачую, зачую, через топту коломику до мене ночую.
The Ukrainians were born out of a project by a band called The Wedding Present. The guitarist in The Wedding Present is of part Ukrainian and part, I think it's called Volksdeutsch descent, Peter Solovka. He suggested to the band The Wedding Present, when he was still with them, that they do some covers of Ukrainian folk songs, which materialised in a release called Vestupe Ivana Pila, because John Peel was a very well-known DJ on Radio 1 at the time. They were very successful, much to the point that they immediately captured the attention of all the Wedding Present bands. Peter saw that this was going really well, wanted to continue it. I don't think the rest of the Wedding Present, you know, they wanted to carry on doing the post-punk indie stuff that they were doing.
You've never mentioned this before. Oh,
after the wedding present decided that they didn't want to, you know, carry on with that kind of thing, they were left in a situation where they needed to find an accordionist, a bassist and a drummer. So I came in as Mr. Accordion Man, and the bassist and the drummer came in, and off we went. And we toured the first LP, which was already the eponymous one, which was already recorded, and then got to work on Verona and Cultura, and did what, you know, bands do. Went around the world a bit and did concerts here, there and everywhere. The Smiths thing was basically just an idea to capture a new market, because we were sort of, I suppose you could probably describe us as a, although a folk rock outfit, kind of had an appeal to that indie sort of audience. But Pete and Len thought about this idea of, I think they're big Smiths fans anyway, so they why not do some Smiths covers, and that's what we did. We put a few of those out, and that obviously brought us to the Smiths audience as well. You know, being born obviously of Ukrainian and Irish background, living in a country which, like much of Western Europe, has quite secularised Christmas, there's a stark contrast between what Christmas, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but the way we celebrate Christmas and the emphasis we put on it and the way it's celebrated here gave me an idea that bounced off something that happened last year. For the first time in music history, I think, there was a band which got to number one in Britain, kind of an anti-establishmentarian thing, if you like, to challenge Simon Cowell and his manufactured outputs that, you know, he does the X Factor and it's got various equivalents everywhere. And on the kind of making a statement level, I thought it was quite refreshing, and a lot of people were quite pleased and thought it was quite funny that this very angry sounding kind of anarchist band, I think they are, I'm not exactly sure, I think they're called Rage Against the Machine or something, but they shot to number one because people voted with their feet and put them up there with the internet. Nice idea, but somebody who's, like most Ukrainians and Irish people, have been raised with kind of Christian values, couldn't we adopt that to maybe an attempt at putting, you know, pretty obvious really, putting a carol up for a Christmas number one? So, you know, making Christmas, the Christmas number one song about Christmas. So I did one last year, I think it was Bochvichny in English, Ukrainian carol in English. And this year, since my daughters are coming through and they're singing, they both belong to an inter-school choir in North London, I asked them, you know, would you like to have a go at recording? And pleased with the results. So we did a bilingual version of Silent Night. What we do is pledge half the income to three charities. I've always symbolically picked the same three here. Oxfam, because three of the saddest things in the world, especially highlighted at Christmas, would be lack of human rights, poverty and health. So we always choose a cancer charity for health. Oxfam, I think, are the best known, or one of the best known charities here, and which are, yeah, dealing with hunger and poverty. And Amnesty International, because obviously, as somebody from a Ukrainian background, we appreciate, you know, that any organisation that works to do with improving human rights has got to be something that we've got to support. So that's basically the idea. And the other half, whatever we earn, might go and pay for my daughter's university education one day. We'll see. Because people do say sometimes, you know, why only half? And I say, well, you know, if I was already, you know, we all have to make a living. So half of what, you know, it's a perfectly natural thing to do. Yeah, you get friends saying, why only half? Why don't you give it all away? And then my natural answer is, okay, well, my line of work is swimming, teaching and music. Okay, why don't you just give a month's salary away? That tends to sort that out for them. Fooling not only myself, but everybody else, but fooling myself to say, you can't just do things on thin air. You've got to hope that you... That was the idea of the Christmas number one thing, and I thought I'd get the web name, because that's the idea, really. So the more people who want to get involved, the merrier. It's not just a project, you know, if somebody said to me that they had a great, you know, an idea that they knew they'd get there, please come along, you know.
Today's Cultural Capsule Extended on Nash Hollis featured Stepan Pasichnyk, formerly as accordion player with the Ukrainians and now with the Ukes. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and I hope all listeners of Nash Hollis enjoyed this extended feature of Cultural Capsule.
Again, that was Stepan Pasichnyk, known as Ludwig, from London, England, with a bit of a reverse twist there on his earlier song that you heard. That was a Ukrainianized version of an Anglo tune. And that, incidentally, is a song that is enjoyed by Malanka goers, that's Ukrainian New Year's Eve celebrations in Richmond, BC, just a suburb of Vancouver. And every year they put on this great splash. And that is a song that is enjoyed by just about everybody, gets up from their tables and gets up to dance to that tune by Boney M, the original. But this was Stepan's version that you heard of Rasputin. Up next, Obime Doshche, which means Rain's Embrace, from their CD Alehia. And here they are now with Pete Khmarime, which means Beneath the Clouds.
Я йду без хмар,
Listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Манули галю.
Groups from Ukraine there singing about two girls. That was Lubistok you just heard from Lviv, and that's from a CD called Airmail Music, Traditional Ukrainian Folk Songs, and Oi Marichko. And before them, Ukrainochka, a group from Kyiv, and that was song was Oi Halya. Well, coming up next, we're going to bring it right back to Canada, to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and a group that has just released a CD just before Christmas. This is the an all-female polka beat, a polka band, rather, called The Female Beat, and their CD that they just released is called Sealed with a Kiss, and this is a number, this is a waltz coming up for you now. It's called The Queen of Hearts Waltz.
Thank you.
very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com, and you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast and local goings-on there at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's spelled N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Our time together is just about coming to an end, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Що відчуваєш, те і на язиці маєш. And our proverb of the week translates as the tongue reveals what the heart feels. Well, that just about wraps up our program now, but I will leave you with one last tune, and it is another one by The Female Beat from their recently released CD. It is called The Little Black Dress Polka, and that is exactly what these gorgeous gals are decked out in on the cover of this CD called Sealed with a Kiss. They are all looking pretty glammed up in their little black dresses, and so they'll wrap things up with The Little Black Dress Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.